Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the FinecoBank Full Year 2014 Results Conference Call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Alessandro Foti, CEO of FinecoBank. Please go ahead, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to Fineco's Full Year 2013 Results Conference Call. 2013 has been a great year for Fineco. Our company has been listed on Milan Stock Exchange since last July. The successful IPO with a share increase of 26% at the end of the year represented the final step of a journey started 15 years ago. But also more importantly, has been a starting point to accelerate our growth. Let's start immediately with the key highlights of our results. As usual, to facilitate the historical comparison and the trend analysis, we adjust our P&L for non-recurring items. 5.4 million of IPO cost in 2013, around 14 million of additional income tax accounted in 2013, and 7.2 million as exceptional contribution to the Deposit Guarantee Fund, impacting both 2013 and 2014. In 2013, we deeply increased the net profit, reaching 150 million euros, 76% higher compared to 2013, with a remarkable contribution of 40.6 million in the fourth quarter. Excluding non-recurring items, the revised net profit for 2014 reached almost 155 million euros in 2013 and 40.8 million euros in the last quarter, plus 49.5% year-on-year and plus 12.1% quarter-on-quarter, respectively. Adjusted return on equity stands at 38%. We are very satisfied about the quality underlying these results. In 2013, we recorded a solid revenue growth, more than 20% year-on-year, on the wave of a continuous expansion of the client base, a sound reinvestment of the liquidity gathered thanks to our high-quality banking platform, and a remarkable contribution of fees and commissions, increasing by 17.4% year-on-year. On the other side, cost increased at a lower pace compared to the revenues development, plus 7.7% year-on-year and plus 4.4% quarter-on-quarter, with very different underlying dynamics between running and development costs, as we will see in details in the next slide. In addition, as you probably remember, operating costs include a discontinuity item related to the new stock granting plans in place since the listing, with the aim to further align the performance and the remuneration of our key people and personal financial advisor to the maximization of shareholders' value. This item accounted 6.9 million in the second half of 2013. Let me point out some key drivers of our profitability. All structural trends supporting the business are going in the right direction and are accelerating. So, thanks to its business model, Fineco is in a sweet spot in taking advantage by the increasing demand for advanced advisory services and by growing digitalization trend in Italy. 2013 was a record year in terms of commercial results. We reached more than 49 billion of total financial assets, thanks also to 4 billion of net sales, the best results ever achieved by Fineco. Net sales in December more than doubled compared with the same month in 2013, confirming the asset management structural growth trend. We have been able as well to add in 1 year more than 100,000 new customers to our client base, plus 15% year-on-year, leveraging on our platforms and high quality network of over 2,500 personal financial advisors. For this purpose, I would like to highlight how organic growth has proven to be one of the key pillars in our business model, boosting revenues in a sustainable and wealthy way. As of December, our solid and sound capital position was confirmed. The Common Equity Tier 1 ratio on transitional basis stood at 19.08%. As expected, new leverage ratio calculation, which excludes the intragroup exposure at individual level, has been approved by the European Parliament, and we will provide you with further details in the next slides. Considering that our business model is a capital-light one, and the bank has demonstrated a fast-growing strategy, we will propose to the next annual general meeting a dividend per share of 20 euro cents, equal to a remarkable payout ratio of 81%. Moving to slide 5, looking at our P&L performance more in detail, we have been able to generate almost 155 million of adjusted net profit in 2013 and almost 41 million in the last quarter, showing both an high double-digit growth in comparison to last year, plus 49.5% and plus 70% respectively. These results implying a remarkable return on equity of 38% as of December 2013, 9 percentage points higher than last year. Revenues were up 20.3% year-on-year and 9.7% quarter-on-quarter, while costs increased 70.7% year-on-year and 4.4% quarter-on-quarter. Excluding the new stock granting plan in place, in the second half of this year, total cost rose only 4% year-on-year, just to give you a flavor about the operating leverage of our bank. As last point in this slide, I would highlight the level of our tax rate, set at 35%, a full Italian tax rate. In slide 6, you can see the drivers of our solid revenue and performance, which benefit from a very diversified stream of revenues. Despite the decrease in interest rate environment, which partially affected the quarterly performance, net interest income grew 26.6% as of December 2013 compared to the previous year. This good result is supported by positive volumes dynamics, sound investment policy, and the cost of funding continuously declining, but we will discuss all these points more in detail in the next slide. Fees and commissions rose more than 17.4% year-on-year and more than 15% in the last 3 months, thanks to the excellent performance registered both by investing and brokerage hire. Let me briefly go through these contributors. Investing activity benefited not only from the evolution of total financial assets, but also from the increasing penetration of the guided products out of asset under management, moving from 28% in 2013 to 36% in 2014, with a strong acceleration in the last part of the year. The performance registered by fees and commissions was even more significant, considering that overachievement registered by personal financial advisors implied higher fee and commission expenses. On the brokerage side, the business went very well, confirming itself as a key counter-cyclical contributor in revenues generation, benefiting from some spikes in market volatility experienced during the year. Trading income contributed to the total revenues with almost 30 million in 2013, with an increase of 58.4% compared with the third quarter. I want to highlight that our trading income is related to the internalization activity, as we are able to directly match part of the client's orders thanks to the granularity of our business, and so its nature is a commercial one. Slide 7 on net interest. Let's move more in depth in the net interest. Sight deposits keep constantly growing by more than 12% year on year and 1.1% quarter on quarter, contributing with a margin of 175 basis points to the net interest in the last quarter. At the bottom of the slide, you can see the gross margins on our 13.7 billion of direct deposit, that it is equal to 1.82% in 2013, and the cost of deposits at 35 basis points, which is continuously going down. As we have a stable bonds portfolio with no significant maturities before 2017, we can leverage on a pretty stable gross margin despite the decrease of one-month Euribor, which is now at all-time low. I would like to highlight that one of the key drivers of Fineco performance is the capability to attract what we call transactional liquidity. This liquidity is very cheap and sticky, not driven by interest rates, but linked to the high quality of our banking platform. In this respect, I would like to anticipate you that in line with our validated internal model, the stickiness of the bank's deposits is continuously growing thanks to an increasing acquisition of loyal clients, a very low churn rate, and a higher level of clients who choose Fineco as their main bank. The outcomes constantly confirm a higher stickiness in comparison with the past and allow to improve the time horizon of our investment policy. So starting from 2015, we will invest the new liquidity gathered with an average maturity profile of 7 years, keeping as usual a conservative approach. On slide 8 on cost. Moving to the next slide, we can have a detailed overview of the cost evolution. Staff expenses grew 9% year on year, mainly due to an increase in employees to support the business growth, to reinforce some areas following the listing and to fulfill the salary drift. This cost includes a discontinuity item related to the new stock granting plans put in place since the IPO, amounting to 2.5 million, which represents 42% of the year-on-year increase. Focusing on other administrative expenses, they went up 6.8% year-on-year, including the new stock grant system related to the personal financial advisors. And in particular, I would like to focus your attention on the split at the bottom right of the slide, where you can see the different dynamics underlying running and development costs. Development costs rose to sustain business growth and are mainly related to the personal financial advisor network, for example, cost of recruiting, amortizing in 5 years, incentive system, social security contribution, financial shops. Running costs to run the operational machine show a decrease of 4.5% year on year, proving our great operating leverage and our scalable platform. Slide 9 on capital ratios. Fineco confirmed itself as a very strongly capitalized bank, able to support future growth. Our common equity tier 1 ratio transitional stood at 19.8%, coupled with a very low risk balance sheet. Let me now briefly update you on the recent evolution about the leverage ratio calculation. As you probably remember, one of the major change is the possibility to exclude the intergroup exposure at individual level, aligning their treatment to the risk-based capital requirements, which weighted at zero the intragroup exposure as credit risk. As expected, on January 17th, the Delegated Act amending the capital requirements regulation on the leverage ratio has been published on the European Union official journal after the formal approval by the European Parliament. Finally, the competent authority will release a waiver to the banks which apply for, and we are already entering in the process. I would say that we don't foresee any issue about that due to the substantial alignment of the intergroup exposure in the calculation of leverage ratio with the RWA treatment and concentration limit. For Fineco, this could be translated into a leverage ratio as of December 2013, higher than 6%, well above the 3% target level set for the beginning of 2018. According to the EBA proposal, the implementation for the amended leverage ratio reporting is expected not before December 2015. Considering that Core Tier 1 on transitional basis stood at 19.8%, new leverage ratio is considerably above the target level. Our business is a capital light one, and the bank has demonstrated its fast-growing strategy. We will propose to the next annual general meeting a dividend per share of 20 euro cents, equal to a payout ratio of 81%. Slide 10 on total financial assets. Now let's move to the commercial performance. Here you can find quite a long historical series of Fineco total financial assets, and as you can see, it's extremely consistent and continuously growing. In the last 4 years, we have been able to gather 11.6 billion of net sales despite sometimes tough market conditions. This growing trend was also supported by the excellent 2013 net sales at a 4 billion all-time high, highlighting our capability to further accelerate Fineco's commercial growth. Finally, such development has been coupled with an increasingly better quality, with the percentage of guided products over the total asset under management growing over time from 2% to 36%, with a strong acceleration in the last month. On slide 11, breakdown total financial assets and net sales. The slide highlights the breakdown of total financial assets and our successful effort in order to attract high-quality assets. Asset mix is progressively and more skewed towards assets under management, now representing 48% on the total assets, headed by a strong bulk of guided products. Guided products are more profitable and generate a high customer satisfaction thanks to the high quality of the service provided. Slide 12, personal financial advisors network. In 2013, personal financial advisors network overachieved its target, generating almost 3.6 billion of net sales, 41% higher than 2013. On the right side of the slide, it's very interesting to see how the organic growth is continuously taking the lion's share and corresponds to 80% of the net sales generated in the year. As you know, organic growth is made by existing personal financial advisors through the acquisition of new clients or new assets from the existing clients. This kind of growth is wealthy and sustainable, also proving the fairness and transparency of the bank towards its clients, which autonomously choose Fineco as primary bank to manage their savings. On top of that, the recruits all allow to increase the power of our commercial engine, and this year we have been able to successfully attract 125 new high-quality personal financial advisors, perfectly in line with our targets. Slide 14. Revenues by product area. Moving to page 14, I will give you more color on the performance of our product areas. Banking revenues show a very upbeat growth, more than 46 year-on-year, driven by the solid development of our deposit base, which translates into a sound net interest growth. Additional upside has been stemming from the investment policy already reflected in the first half 2013 revenues. Investing revenue dynamics was also very positive, 15.6% year-on-year and 7.4% quarter-on-quarter, benefiting not only from the evolution of the total financial asset, but also from the increasing penetration of the guided products out of asset under management, moving from 28% at the end of 2013 to 36% in 2014, with a strong acceleration in the last part of the year. Brokerage revenues have been impacted by security lending business, which was stronger last year, but the core revenues confirmed a strong performance, benefiting from some spikes in market volatility experienced during the year, even if the overall level of volatility remains very low in comparison with the previous years. Slide 15, banking. Slide 15 further confirms the strength of our banking business. In 2013, Fineco has been awarded by as best website design among almost 300 banks worldwide by Global Finance. Fineco is the first Italian bank gaining this award, increasing its 2013 scorecard that already included three banking awards at the Western European, the best Italian consumer internet bank. As mentioned before, banking revenues rose more than 46 year-on-year, largely driven by net interest, which reached 208 million as December. Also, the quarterly performance grew despite the reduction in one-month Euribor, thanks to the positive volume effect and the constant reduction in cost of funding. Direct deposits grew almost 10% with respect to 2013 and 1.3% quarter-on-quarter. Worth noting that the vast majority of our deposit base is made of sight deposits, meaning that we benefit from transactional liquidity at very low cost. Yet our solid client base keeps on improving. In 2013, we acquired more than 100,000 new clients, an increase of about 15% compared to 2013. Slide 16, brokerage. This slide gives you more details on brokerage business. It registered a strong performance, confirming itself as a key contributor of the revenue growth. Brokerage core revenues, which excludes the security lending business and does not include net interest, grew double digit both year on year and quarter on quarter at 13.7% and 38.3% respectively. This is a very resilient and counter-cyclical business, able to generate good revenues despite the limited spikes of market volatility experienced this year. Finally, slide 17, investing. Investing business dynamics further highlights the strength of our unique business model and our positioning to capture healthy long-term sector dynamics. Investing revenues strongly grew year-on-year at almost 16% and more than 7% quarter-on-quarter, on the boost of the total financial assets at all-time high and the increased penetration of the guided products, which experienced a strong acceleration, plus 4 percentage points in the last 3 months. Many thanks for the attention, and now we will open the call to the questions. Many thanks again.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. We kindly ask to use handsets when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Gianluca Ferrari of Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good morning. I have three questions. The first one is on flows, and in particular, if you can give us an indication of what are your expectations for 2015? Do you expect to repeat the 4 billion of 2014, or you have any different view on that? And linked to this, I would like to understand if you are projecting any kind of impact from the voluntary disclosure. My second question is on the brokerage business, just to understand how this business went in January 2015, so just a bit of color on what happened year to date. And the third and last question is on the dividend. You were very cautious during the IPO process to give any guidance in terms of dividend payout. Now this 81% is well above what consensus was expecting. I wonder if we can assume from now on this to be a floor or a guidance for the future. Thank you.
So let me start from the flows. 2013. So 2013 has been an absolutely extraordinary year for our business. Because clearly we have the structural trends that are underway, that are perfectly intact. In the meanwhile, the market has been quite stable because, as we explained before during the presenting the brokerage results, we experienced only few small spikes in volatility, and this has not disturbed too much the market. So for the 2015, what we can say is, first of all, that all the structural trends are perfectly intact and fully in place, and we don't expect that this changing anytime soon. On the other hand, we expect probably in the future that these structural trends, that is the search by clients for a more sophisticated solution on their savings, is going to accelerate even furthermore. And at the same time, the digitalization process of the Italian society is going to accelerating as well. So clearly we are not able to predict if the market is expected to remain stable and quite as has been last year, because clearly this is, we are not able to make such kind of predictions. And what we can observe that, for example, that January has been the year has started on a very positive mood, with a net sales that has been definitely above what we had in January of last year. And so what we can say that clearly we are extremely positive and confident that the structural trends are going to make their way. Clearly we are not able to tell you that we are exactly expecting to achieve again 4 billion euros, because clearly there are some possible external events that we cannot manage. On the voluntary disclosure impacts, is still a little bit too early to try to assess what we can expect from the voluntary disclosure, because, as you know, it's differently from the previous experience referring the shield. We are talking about something that is completely different, is much more complex, is on a much longer time horizon, is involving in this case also some other aspects that they are on the legal side. So it's a little bit too early to say which kind of impact we can expect cautiously for this year. We didn't consider any significant impact by the voluntary disclosure. On brokerage, again, it's not difficult to say, because as you know better than me, that January has been quite volatile month. And so as usual, when there is volatility on the market, brokers tend to be on the very positive side. So brokerage in January has been an absolutely satisfactory business. On the dividend, clearly on the dividend, we During the IPO process, we have been always cautious in giving a guidance, at the same time extremely confident on the possibility to stay on the generous side of the policy. Clearly now everything is all the pieces have come together, and so that the final decision that was expected by the European Parliament has put the bank in a very comfortable position. And so again, considering that the bank is running a capital-light business, is expected to keep on growing, and assuming that we have not changes in the regulations making this situation moving in a different direction, clearly we will keep on staying on the generous side on the dividend policy.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from Matteo Ramenghi of UBS. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon and thank you for the presentation. Just a couple of questions on deposits and net interest income. I was wondering, given the interest rate environment and the way it has developed over the past few weeks, what are your expectations regarding deposit growth? You mentioned the cost of deposits is still falling, which is good news. I guess maybe the deposit growth will decline, and would you expect even a negative deposit growth this year? And linked to this, what is your expectation for net interest income, or at least for margins, given again the interest rate environment and also the lower investment yield on new assets? Thank you.
On net interest, we don't expect any significant change respect to what we presented during our past meetings, because clearly on one end we expected to keep on gently growing in the deposit base, because again our deposit base gathering is driven by the fact that our clients are more and more using our banking platforms, and clearly not because we are offering them interest rates. At the same time, the bank keeps on being very successful in acquiring new clients. Putting everything together, we expect to stay on the positive side in terms of deposit base. In terms of evolution of net interest income, again, we confirm that considering that our bonds portfolio is extremely stable, is not going to experience any significant runoff before 2017, and clearly we expect to keep on enjoying a positive volume effect. We expect net interest margin remaining pretty stable and possibly modestly rising.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from Matteo Ghilotti of Equita SIM. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Two questions. The first one is on the new clients. In January, I've seen that the number of new clients increased by 6,000, which is the same growth of last year. So my question is, why, in your opinion, the growth of the customer base is not accelerating, given all the conditions in the market and so on? And the second question is on the bank levy, so the tax that all banks will have to pay from 2015. What is the amount that you expect to pay in 2015? Thank you.
On the new clients, in January we acquired 8,000 new clients, and not 6,000, and it's based on our calculations, is an even stronger results on respect to January last year. So we an acceleration regarding the number of our clients acquired is still underway. On the other hand, I would like to underline that in any case, 100,000 new clients acquired is an absolutely astonishing number, and so we, in any case, we would be extremely pleased to be able to keep on confirming that kind of numbers. So, honestly speaking, we don't think that this is incoherent with our business case.
And I'm sorry, can you quantify last year? Just so this year was 8,000 gross. Clearly, I was referring to the net number, but let's focus on the gross number. What was the same number in January 2014?
More or less the same.
Ah, okay. So the number is the same, and in any case, you are satisfied with the pace of growth. Okay, thank you.
The next question.
One second. There is another question.
Sorry.
On the fund. So regarding, we have two different kind of the deposit. One is the deposit guarantee scheme, DGS, and the other one is the Single Resolution Fund. So regarding the first one, the DGS, so we confirm that we expect this is going to be more or less 0.8% in 10 years of the covered deposits. This for us means more or less 10 million euro per year. Regarding the Single Resolution Fund, the discussion is still underway, so we have not received yet a final precise indication by the regulators regarding how it's going to be calculated, if this is going to impact the P&L or is going to be on the below the line, something like that. So as soon as we have more information on the regarding how has to be treated the Single Resolution Fund, we will give you a very quick update.
Thank you.
The next question is from Alberto Villa of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Two quick questions from my side. One is on the recruitment, the outlook for 2015. Are you expecting to accelerate on the 125 people that you recruited in 2014, and how you think the market is developing for you in terms of opportunities of new recruitments? And the second one is on the costs outlook for this year, in terms of development costs and running costs, what we can model for this year in terms of increase compared to the 2014 numbers.
Okay, regarding recruiting, we don't expect to make any kind of extraordinary change regarding what has been done until now, because so we expect to keep on recruiting more or less between 100 and 140 at maximum new financial planners during the year. Again, for us, recruiting is not a substitution of organic growth. For us, the key strong focus remains on organic growth, because we think that is much more sustainable, wealthy, and ongoing in the long run. For us, recruiting is a way to increase the powerness of our engine, but again, it's going to remain an addition to what is for us is core, that is the organic growth. Regarding the evolution of cost, I think that the main drivers that you have to keep in mind are the first one is the stock granting plans that are going to be fully in place, and so these are going to account more or less for the double respect to 2013 amount. So last year has been 6.9 million euros. If you double this amount, more or less, you can have an and a good proxy of expected cost driven by the stock granting plans. Running costs are expected to remain under control thanks to our operating leverage and only modestly rising. The increase in the development cost to sustain the growth, mainly related to personal financial advisors network, and so clearly is going to be the most relevant part of the story, and so you can expect something that is in line with the same kind of growth that has been in the last year.
Thank you very much.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is a follow-up from Gianluca Ferrari of Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Yes, I am. Sorry, a quick follow-up. I'm seeing a pretty extensive advertising campaign on the Italian television at the moment. I was wondering if there is any kind of extra cost we have to plug in our Q1 numbers on the back of this. Thank you.
This is the same question I received by a friend of mine yesterday, that he was asked by the our, and what I told him is that our marketing budget has remained pretty the same. But now clearly the bank is much more visible, and so clearly is, but I can confirm you that our marketing budget has remained practically exactly the same of the last year. And the kind of marketing activity we are doing right now is more or less exactly the same we did last year during this period.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Federico Salerno of MainFirst. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. A follow-up on the capital and capital ratios, please. In light of the very strong leverage ratio that you published, and of course, Common Equity Tier 1, in light of the fact you have a capital light model, as you stressed various times, but still, I guess you will need some sort of redeployment of the capital in the coming years. Do you feel like quantifying any excess capital that you might have at the present moment?
At the moment we have, because it's a little bit complex calculation, because the regulators are extremely complex. So if you consider Basel II, we have an excess of more or less 200 million euros of excess capital. But considering that we have to respect also an 80% of the Basel I, in this case, our excess of capital is in the region of 100 million euros.
Thank you.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. For any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. Mr. Foti, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Many thanks to all of you, and talk to you soon.